Welcome back. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Michael Finney. If you want to join in on the conversation, 808-0810. Right now, joining me online is Lynn Truong. I think is how you say it. Co-founder and editor of Wisebread.com, one of our favorite websites around here. Hey, Lynn, do I have that name pronunciation correct?
You sure do, Michael.
Ah, sweet. You just wrote an article, 21 Things You Should Never Buy New.
Yes.
I got to tell you, that is close to my heart.
Good.
I love that. So let's go through some of the top things you should never buy new. And I got to tell you, number one, I could not agree with you more. Tell me what it is.
DVDs and CDs.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people out there kind of just getting rid of their collection, and they keep it in good condition. I mean, if you just want to watch a movie or listen to the music, why would you buy a brand new one when there's a perfectly usable used one for sale?
On eBay for about half price, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Now, the other one, your number two is books, and I'm kind of torn on that. I tend to buy new, but I know I shouldn't. I'll let you take it from here.
Well, I'm a big book reader, and I used to buy all these books new, but you know what? You read through them once, and you put them in the book on your bookshelf, and it looks great. You know, it's impressive and all, but
really, yeah, I know. I dig that, too.
Really, you don't need it. I go to the library. If they don't have them, I go to Paper Book Swap or the other sites that sell used books and just pick them up there. And you read them through once, and you didn't feel like you wasted a lot of, like, extra money spending it on buying a new book, because then you could have bought another book, another used book, for that same money.
Yeah, I tend to love wandering around a bookstore, don't you?
Well, yes, you wander around, you pick out a book you like, and then you jump on eBay and get it used.
Yeah, right now there's a whole bunch of bookstore people that are...
I know.
Yeah, you know, they want to throttle you right now.
I know, and writers too, I know. But you know what? This is how I feel about buying used. There's always going to be a market for people buying new. I mean, obviously, you can never buy something used if nobody's ever going to buy new. So a lot of people are still going to buy new, but for people who just need to save more money, or they have to save more money, but they still want to enjoy these consumer items, buying used is just such a good deal for them.
Yeah, you say video games. I agree with that. Of course, the problem is everybody wants a new hot video game, and they're standing in line for it. It's not like there's any available.
Well, you just wait a week. There are these crazy gamers who pick them up the first day they come out. They finish it in a week, and then it's up on sale by the sixth day.
Really?
So, yeah, absolutely.
So I have to tackle my teenage son and hold him down for 6 days? I can do that. I mean, he's scrappy, but I could probably pull that off.
I think you can take him.
I could take him. Special occasion and holiday clothing. Why?
Because, for girls, we don't want to wear the same dress to two different weddings.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
So you wear them once, and then what are you going to do with it? And these are pretty pricey pieces of clothing. So a lot of girls are like that. A lot of girls just wear them once. And so they're in great condition, and you can kind of get more dresses for your money if you get them used from other girls who just don't want to wear it a second time either.
Yeah, those prices kill me, because the whole deal is you guys want to wear it once and then move on.
Exactly.
And so when you see those prices, it's like,
yes. Oh,
it's like a knife in my heart. Lynn. Hey, Lynn, when we come back, we're going to, so you hang around, because we're going to talk about timeshares, which we preach about that all the time, craft supplies and recreational items. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk on KGO. Welcome back to Consumer Talk. I'm Michael Finney. On Live Line, Lynn Truong, co-founder and editor of Wisebread.com, with the article 21 Things You Should Never Buy New. Let's talk cars. We say it all the time here. I don't buy new very often. On rare occasion, I do, but I look for a 2-year-old car.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that cars depreciate the minute they're driven off the lot. So if you buy a used car, you immediately save on that premium.
Yeah, you save a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for most of us, I mean, we just want a reliable car to get us from A to B, right? Driving a used car versus a new car isn't going to affect our experience or our usage. So why would we pay that extra premium just to drive a brand new car off the lot?
Yeah, I mean, even if you want an expensive car, if it's not just A to B, but it's something you really care about, you buy 1 or 2 years old, you're still saving a fortune on that Beamer, Mercedes, whatever.
Absolutely.
There you go. Okay, timeshares.
Well, you know, timeshares, they say that if you buy it on resale instead of brand new, you'll save 60% on the price of a comparable new timeshare. I mean, there's just no beating that.
If you go on eBay, you will find timeshares for $1. I mean, I'm not kidding you. People just don't want them.
So I know.
It's like,
exactly.
Please take it.
Please take them.
And then
yes.
You pay like $399 for the transfer of title. And, you know, for under $500, you can have a timeshare. So you should always start there.
Always.
Yeah, there you go. And then recreational items. Why do you say that?
Because, you know, just kind of like some of the other things like sports equipment, people don't, they buy them, they think they're going to use them a lot, and then it ends up not being used and being kind of stored in the garage for a while or wherever they're putting it. So it's one of those things that you should always try to see if someone is selling it used, because most of the time they just buy it and realize that they didn't use it as much and often as they wanted to.
Yeah, people's boat tends to spend a lot more time on their trailer than it does in the water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know the definition of a boat, right?
What?
It's a hole in the water you throw money into. Everybody knows. It's a very old line. Thank you. I'm going to be here all week. Let's finish up by telling people what wisebread.com is all about. What is it?
Wisebread is all about helping people live large on a small budget. And what better way to do that than to buy used?
There you go. Lynn Truong, co-founder and editor, wisebread.com. Lynn, you're welcome back anytime you want to be here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for coming.